Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
I mean, America's Next Top Model.
Right here. I walked up to it like I own this microphone. This is Ricky. And this is...
Jack!
Just Jack. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 583. We are recording live out of the Chicago studios.
583.
But how do you say that in real Spanish? Like 583.
Oh my God, I have to think about that.
5,000.
No.
830? 83?
No. Oh my God, I can't remember. Shit.
You don't know your numbers.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so good to talk to you in Spanish.
Okay. I believe it's.
Let's think about it. Oh my God, I can't remember.
You know, there's like 14 million Mexicans yelling at you right now that listen to the show.
They're all like, oh my God, he doesn't even know how to say.
583 in Spanish. Mil is 1,000, right?
Mil, yeah. That's 1,000. 100 is 100. 200, 300, 400, 500. 583, that's what it is. There you go. I couldn't get the, I was like, what the fuck is 500? Oh my God, dude, that's really bad.
Got it. Girl, you need to get your Spanish together, okay?
Together.
Auntie.
All right. Oh, so I figured out, wait a minute, before we continue, I just want to send out a shout out to Tammy Pinkhorn.
Oh, okay.
She loosely was one of our reviews that we read. I think the last review, and this person I've been talking to from Florida.
Is that her alter ego?
Yes.
Is it drag queen?
No, it's not. But it's. I'll tell you what it is. It was something that hangs on the wall that was a rhinoceros. And he painted it pink. And I think that's the story. And then someone said, named it that, Tammy Pinkhorn. So I was like, when he was like, oh my God, you read my review on the air. And I was like, I did? And I was like, wait a minute, what was your review? And then he told me, Tammy Pinkhorn. I was like, oh my God.
I love when people get excited when we mention them on the show.
I know. He was like,
it's
oh
like
my, God,
my
you guys
favorite.
Are... He's like, I made it on the show.
Oh my God. I'm famous. He's You're not going to be famous. I'm sorry.
Right. Well,
but you can't come to Vegas. You can come to Vegas next year and cry when we land.
Maybe he will.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Arm in arm.
You're setting up all these Vegas people, huh?
Well, you know. The cock shots work. You get your advertising on.
Right. You want this to happen in Vegas? Stay in Vegas?
Right.
Come.
Literally. Anyways, go ahead with your story. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we're going to talk about RuPaul's reveal.
Yes. The reveal.
The reveal.
Yeah.
So season 7 is coming up in January.
Yes. Tomorrow they're doing the... I'm sorry. Oh, prematurely. Fuck.
So they're starting to reveal the characters.
Yes, but I'm a little concerned.
Do you know anybody?
No.
Do you know?
I haven't seen any of the queens, so I don't know who's on there. But the funny thing is that I don't. When is it supposed to start? That's what I'm a little confused because I feel like this is really early.
It's always like January, like the third week.
Oh, you should use the other one. The other one because it's a little bit left and I want to get rid of it. Sorry. He's using my lotions, my potions and pillows.
How many more of these do you have?
Oh my God, don't even go there.
So, but you want to go get more for $4?
You never have enough.
You never.
And I'm going to be poor in about about 15 months. I'm going to be really poor, so I won't be able to afford it, so I need to stock up.
That's it.
No, there should be more in there.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Now look at your hands because they're going to be glittery.
There's no glitter.
No? Okay, then I probably rubbed it all off.
So yeah, they're starting to reveal, and then in January is when it starts.
Is it January? I feel like that's so fucking late. They need to start it earlier or something. They need
Always January.
I know, but they need to do like two seasons in a year because I feel like it's a long time to fucking wait. Don't you think?
Well, there's only so many drag queens.
Oh, honey. There's a lot of drag
But there's queens. A lot of bad ones, so yeah, they have to
well,
get through.
You know, some bad ones need to go through a little bit of like, don't rely Criticism. On that body, yaddy, yaddy.
Right. Although Courtney Act, you can. Because, I mean, you got a nice right. body. As
yeah, I'm really excited to see the queens.
So does that mean you're going to be coming up to the call bar and watching it with me?
No.
Oh. I don't have cable, so I have to. That's the only way I can see it.
Well, I mean, you can come over here. No. I mean, I know it's too far. But...
Kazakhstan.
Shut up. God, you act like it's so far. I hate when people do that because it's like it's not that far.
It's not that it's that far. It's the traffic to get here makes it far.
Well, I mean, if you're coming in the evening, like late, like after 6, you're fine. It literally would take you 30 minutes. It'll take you the same.
We'll think about that.
Well, you know, whatever. You could always have Tony come pick you up and then you guys can, or you pick up Tony and swing by because it's closer from Tony's work.
Or I could just go to the call bar that I could walk to.
Goodbye. Click. Goodbye. And we're done.
So we're going to talk about a few things I have on the Trello. You weren't able to log in, right? The first thing we're going to talk about is Christmas cards. Remember, go sign up.
Yes.
You can get it on our Facebook page. It's pinned at the top.
Yes.
You can also go through our Twitter and look for links. We'll probably be sending out links also as well. So,
yes.
You know, sometimes it's nice for the other half of the show to tweet stuff.
Hi, suck it. I have a headache.
So we were talking, I was talking to friend first, listener second, I guess she would be, or what we would say. You remember Tito from Mark's House?
Yes.
Okay, so we were
so hot.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Have you seen him with his beard lately?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, just
rub it on me.
All up in my butt
crack. I don't know. And I don't know if he listens to the show, but that's really inappropriate.
I don't know if he is. I don't know if he does.
If his
either.
Boyfriend's listening too, because
sorry,
like his boyfriend's a nice guy. But,
well, he can rub his. They can both.
Yeah,
go
they
rub
can
whatever
rub
they
all up on it.
So he was talking about his part of his job is going to schools and like doing the snack machines and stuff at schools. And he was like,
"Oh, so he's the culprit as to why half the kids are fat."
Well, I mean, he just does it. That's
not you know, him in particular, right. But his company.
But he was like, "Oh yeah," and I had to fix like 2 coffee machines at the school, and I'm like, they have. Coffee machines at the school for the kids,
right?
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wait, hold up here.
Oh, I saw that conversation.
I am like shocked that they would have a coffee machine in a high school for high school kids.
I mean,
isn't that a little too early?
Ladies, his cum pearls are being clutched right now. I'm not even lying. As he was sticking out his tongue, he's like,
but like I remember as a kid, like around 8 or 9 years old, my parents would like pour a little coffee in a cup and then fill it up with milk or whatever. You
that
know?
Sounded like a song. Pour a little coffee in a cup.
but it was never like full blown coffee. And I never really drank coffee until I was like 25, 26 years old. So
we're
late. I'm like and then I see kids that are like 12 years old with a coffee cup from Starbucks. And I'm like, what the fuck are these parents thinking?
Well, okay, so you want to hear. So I remember when I was a kid, this is how much people have changed about coffee and grown from like the stuff that they thought about what coffee would do to you. So when I was a kid, I remember my mom taking us to to the doctor, and the doctor was like, okay, you know, make sure that he doesn't drink coffee. Make sure that your kids don't drink coffee because it'll stunt your growth.
Right.
Mind you, I was already towering at like 5'9" at like 10. Yes, because a little coffee is going to stunt my growth.
It can.
Well, I don't.
I don't think 12-year-old kids should be drinking coffee.
I don't think so either. But have you tried? I do agree with you. One, because of the caffeine. If it was decaffeinated, then I don't care because it's like whatever.
But who does that?
Right. Well, and but have you tried the coffee with butter?
I have not because I'm kind of weird about that. It's like Irish butter, right?
It's not Irish butter in particular. Like I try Kerry's Gold because it's Irish organic butter. Right. It's not organic. It's grass-fed cows where the milk that is used for the butter comes from. So that's really healthy for you.
Butter is really healthy for you. It's just healthy because there's no hormones.
Well, but that's why it's good for you. Like so the idea is that there's a amino acid that is a chain amino acid, and it actually helps with your body. And so it's like coconut oil has it, butter that is made from grass-fed cows has it.
What about margarine?
No. That'll like actually
one
do the
molecule away from plastic.
That's actually going to clog your arteries. But actually, for example, the MTC oil. Now, I know a lot of people don't really care for Dr. Drew. I think he's awesome. I've been listening to him for a long time. But anyways, he is actually a real physician, like a real doctor, not like Dr. Phil doctor. But he, you know, he said he's done the MCT oil or MTC. No, it's MCT. Which is basically coconut oil or that kind of butter. And because of the long amino acid chain that it has, it actually is really good for him. He's actually lost 15 pounds by doing that. Over the course of like, I think like
40 years.
No. Over the course of a couple weeks, he's lost that much weight. Now, that's not to say that if you're fucking like 18,000 pounds, go on ahead and stick that butter in there and then start drinking and think you're going to lose weight. It's not like that. But it is healthy for you.
I just don't.
It's something that is new. It's something that is new to us. It's been around for many, many, many years. But it's new to like America, and it's kind of gaining momentum, like every kind of like bad thing that comes. But I think a lot of people are starting to realize that coconut oil is really good for you. On top of the fact that it's very good for your skin, it's very good for your, like if you have a cut. Like so, when I had my last tattoo done, I decided to try just putting coconut butter on it. And it actually healed much faster than
coconut butter or oil.
It's the same thing. Coconut butter is the coagulated version of coconut oil,
but it's not like coconut butter that you get from like Bath and Body Works.
No,
that's different.
No. This is like real. Like it actually came from the coconut, not the formulated one.
It came from the coconut,
right? The coconut. but anyway, so
Is your
starting
mom cooking?
No, I think the people downstairs are cooking.
Oh, okay.
So it just kind of travels through here, but so they're starting to find out that's what it's very good for you, and so like it's kind of funny because when I told my doctor, so I have Hashimoto's disease, and
bless you,
yes, and a lot of information that I read was saying that coconut is actually really good for me, especially for people who have that disease, because it actually aids your thyroid and it helps fix things inside your body. Now, on top of that, it has like antifungal things. And so anything that if you have that kind of stuff grow in your body, over time, it'll kill it. My mom's calling. I think now people are starting to get on that train. Like, oh, this is actually really
good
for you.
Come on, ride the train. It's the choo-choo, ride it. Choo-choo.
So anyways, get into it, eat it, love it, put it on your body. It's really good.
I haven't tried it. Is there a store that like a coffee store I can go to try it so I don't have to buy a whole thing of butter?
I don't know. I mean, you can just buy Kerry's Gold butter and that butter is really good. Mm-hmm. You have to use the unsalted one.
Yeah.
You know, so like I love the fact that, you know, I'm starting to get into this whole, like I started trying to get myself into this idea of like, getting away from using, I know I just told you about Bath and Body Works, but I'm starting to try to move slowly away from using chemical stuff on your skin. And since coconut oil is the one of the best things to use for your body, like I just bought a tub and I'm slowly trying to like decrease from using other things. So that way
I know that people use it to like make their teeth white or something.
Yeah,
like
for oil pulling. Oil pulling is you take a spoonful of coconut oil or
butter,
seed oil or sesame seed oil, I think is the other one. And you swish it in your mouth for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I can't keep something like that in my mouth for 20 minutes.
I've done it for like three, like gag. I've done it for like 2 weeks straight, and it actually, my teeth did look a lot nicer. It just pulls away that gunk and all that like bacteria. And that's another thing too, because of the antimicrobial properties in coconut oil.
All right,
like
stop making up words.
Anyways,
so we have
along.
Important stuff to talk about.
Yes, because we need to.
We have important things going on in the United States. We have the Ferguson thing. We have the New York City police officer choked out somebody and killed them on video and got away with it. But most importantly, we have to talk about the tree lighting ceremony the other day.
Because that trumps all
right
the news.
Roger. Roger, what is wrong with our girl?
Okay, so I just wanted to preface by saying I didn't actually see the performance on when it was happening.
I didn't either.
I unfortunately forgot to watch it as it was happening. So I turned it when it was like 7:15. So she had already performed, but I was on Facebook and I had started to read, like people were saying, like, what the fuck was that performance? And I was trying to find it on the internet because I'm like, oh, I gotta see. I was like, it couldn't have been that bad, like, because everyone was talking how they were talking negative. I saw it and I literally was like, oh my god.
Let's play a sample. Oh geez.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Not so bad.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
Right there. That's where it fell apart.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
I can't even.
You need to stop that immediately.
So I noticed the one thing, and one of your friends said this on your Facebook page. She sure does have the finger flicker down. Like, she can do that. She's got it. What is happening?
First of all, I think that she was, I don't understand why she sounded like she was out of breath. Did she not? Did she sound
she
like,
does
she
sound like
couldn't,
she was out of breath,
like
but
she couldn't get her breath. Like she didn't have like a deep enough breath.
But I think, and I told this on your Facebook page, but we didn't really talk about it too much. But I think it's probably because she recently ate. I mean, when you do that, it like fucks up your like.
Oh, totally.
What is that thing called that helps you sing?
your diaphragm.
Diaphragm.
Yes. Well, there was a lot of things that were going on. So apparently she said, apparently they were saying that she wasn't supposed to sing live. She was supposed to re-record it the day before, like everyone else did. And then she had just come back. So, see, this is where I get kind of confused with the story, because a lot of people were saying that she had just come back from the lawyer's office and that she was all frazzled and that's why she was late. But I don't know if that was the night before or the last performance.
That was the night before.
Okay.
Because
so
she
no
was
excuse.
On the phone. Well, she wasn't even at the office. She was on the phone doing everything.
Oh,
so she was
it.
In her limo or her car and right. She's like, you know, she's like, I can't do it tonight.
Yeah. Well, okay. So two things. First thing is.
We love you, Mariah.
Why?
But we love her.
Why?
We love her.
Why would you get on stage and be the first performer and sing that way? Like, I would have just been throw a fucking track on the record and I'll mime it the entire way. Just, I'll mime it.
You'll mime it?
Well, you know what? Because last year's performance was stellar. There were a couple moments that were just kind of like, but it was good. It was really good. And she sang that one live too. So I just think that, you know, I think that there were a lot of things that were playing. You know, her nerves, I'm sure. And that affects your vocals. The fact that she was probably rushing.
It was cold.
It was cold. And we all know how Mariah Carey doesn't do well with the cold.
Dry.
Right.
Dry.
And she just, I think, I don't think her weight has anything to do with it, because I think a lot of people were talking about how heavy she was, or heavy she was
she's
looking.
She's not even fat.
She's, I mean, no.
And she's not 19 years old anymore.
Right. I think
and she had two babies.
Well, that was like 5 years ago.
Still.
I think for being on Weight Watchers or whatever, like Nutrisystem or whatever, like you should be able to keep it off. But that's beside the point. She doesn't look, she's healthy. Like, you know, Mariah Carey, probably in normal terms, she's probably a lot thinner than even what normal is in America, which is like a 12, size 12, size 13. I just think that there was a lot of things that were playing. She sounded horrible. End of story.
She was okay in the beginning. But as soon as that high note.
She was just like, oh, I can't.
That's pretty much what happened. No.
I just love that she was like, no.
Did you see the video of the girl that was like, went through the whole performance and she was like trying to say like what Mariah Carey was trying to do, but it didn't work out?
Oh, no, I haven't
seen
that.
It's pretty funny. She's a fan.
Uh-huh.
But she was like trying to just justify everything, you know?
Right. Well, you know,
I mean, she said it was horrible.
And you know what? Another thing too is I feel like she didn't, she's ruined her voice a little bit over the years. And you know, and I think I posted one of the things online. I said, because everyone was like, oh, you know, like one of my Facebook friends was like, oh, you have to cut her a little slack. You know, I'm like, okay, but she's a singer. She's known for her voice. I'm sure she has tons and tons of things to help with her voice. She has doctors that help with her voice. The backup singers were doing the same thing, and they sounded fucking amazing. Because they picked up on her slack when she wasn't hitting them notes.
They said that when she turned around and she was like this. She was like, no, you guys need to sing more.
Right. I mean, they did a stellar job. And, you know, backup singers, that's kind of what, you know, what they're supposed to do. I mean, they're supposed to back you up when you're not able to. And, you know, and the thing, and also, too, like, she just got off a tour. Like, she's been singing a lot, and I'm not trying to make excuses for her.
But she's got three more concerts to do.
Right, exactly. So I think that her main issue is that she has not been resting her voice enough, and she is stressed out, and that's affecting her voice. Mm-hmm. On top of all the other things that were working into play, like the cold, like she didn't, you know, it seemed like she was rushed onto stage because she took a picture right before she went on. And you could tell that she was being rushed because she was trying to, like, I think she was trying to get dressed or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. The fucking performance was horrible. I mean, it was awful. Bad. And when they isolated her vocals, I was like, oh, that was really bad. It wasn't, like, when you watch the performance by itself, you can't hear a lot of it. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like, oh, okay, this is normal, typical Mariah. She kind of does a little bit and she stops. And then she, you know, kind of like Whitney, kind of like most singers who can no longer do it like they were in their prime. And I heard the isolated vocals. And a lot of people were saying that the people who released the isolated vocals were producers of the show that were pissed at her for making them wait 2 hours for the performance. So as a payback, they released the isolated vocal of that. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I get why you did it. It's funny, but that's really shitty. And whoever did that should get fired.
Well, be on time.
Yeah, I mean, true. But you know what, though? Like, I mean, I know as a person who sings, I know that all those things, like being stressed out, not resting your voice.
Is that why you can never hit the high notes?
Shut up.
Let's try.
No.
Can we try?
No.
Today?
No.
But just be like Mariah just now.
No. Be like, no.
No.
That's as high as I can go for today. I can't do it on the spot. Like,
of course you can't.
Whatever.
So basically anyways, what you're saying is while you're in the shower, I need to just be standing there and listening to you sing.
You know, when you ask me to do it on the spot, I can't because I get nervous. And that's what causes me to fuck up. Okay. But I can do it. Anyways, I'm not going to argue with you anymore about that. That's beside the point.
So do we want to talk about the Ferguson thing, the New York police officer thing? Is it too old?
What time are we at? You know,
25.
Okay. Ferguson... and New York, I think that we are headed into
a problem,
a revolution, and I think that it's slowly going to become that. And I think that it is very sad that these people have gotten away with essentially murders. Mm-hmm. You know, the Ferguson one, you know. Everyone, there's so many stories that are playing and nothing seems to fit except what the actual coroner has read or you know what he did, and the coroner said that there's no way that his story matches with what actually happened to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And although I do feel bad that this person is having, you know, to go through all this stuff, at the same time, you're a fucking officer. You're trained to take measures that prevent you from taking a life. Like, regardless of what that kid did, regardless if he stole those cigarettes and he was aggressive with the store clerk and he looked like he was going to pounce on that store clerk, regardless of that, it doesn't matter. He shouldn't have died.
Mm.
He should have not died. He should have gotten hurt, like, you know, to defuse him, but he should have never died. One, he should have never laid in the fucking street for 4 hours. That's insane. Insane. And then he was not covered, which is even worse. And then let's talk about and then President Obama says we're going to put on cameras on the body of the police officer to protect them. And New York has video of these cops killing this man.
And they still got away with it.
And they still got away with it. Like, who are these fucking jurors that are deciding that you have video evidence that this cop and these cops that were there used a tactic that is no longer allowed?
Even if they're not convicted of murder, they're responsible for that person's death. I don't see why the jurors can't see that. Even if it was a mistake, people make mistakes and they go to fucking jail for it. It happens.
Yeah. Or they do, or they pay the consequence of some sort. You know, I think that particular case is even worse. I mean, because
there's another one too that happened in New York City.
Yeah,
but it's not a video. But the police officer shot an unarmed kid.
Right. Was it the one with the toy gun?
That's a different one too. But yeah. This guy was in a stairwell, and the police officer just shot him.
See, this is the problem with, you know, I know that for the past couple weeks, it's been all about like race and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. And yes, initially it started about race. And I think that it's definitely opened up the conversation across America about how race is still very much an issue.
It's so sad. It's like,
but
crazy.
The problem that is now, the point now is that it's not just about race. It's about, you know, certain cops, and I'm not saying that all cops are bad, because not all cops are bad. We do have some really, really good cops, and we have some really good law enforcement that actually care about people and don't go down these routes. The problem I feel is that now this is no longer a race issue. This is a people issue. This is an issue that it affects us all. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to anybody. And, you know, the fact that it's still going on and these people are getting away, I feel like it just sends a message to other cops who are assholes to be like, I can shoot somebody because I'm going to get away with it. It's infuriating to me. And I feel that this is the start of potentially a revolution in this country again. And I think that people need to wake up and stop, you know, stop doing that stuff. Stop.
It's about to be the Hunger Games up in this bitch. There's going to be less games and more people in the government. Actually, the people in the government are going to be in the games.
Right. They're the ones that are going to. And this is why, like, I feel like it's so important. I mean, you know, it sucks that, you know, we vote these people in office who continue
to. You're touching a wire. I hear it popping.
Oh, sorry. we are voting these people in office, and you know that are making these stupid laws up, and it's like
breaking news: man shot by police at Hollywood and Highland has died, according to the LAPD. They shot and killed him in LA.
That riots. That's gonna. That's exactly what's gonna happen. That's insane. I can't even begin to. I mean, that's just gonna be, wow.
He was armed. The guy was armed with a knife. This is what I don't get, though. Yeah, he has a knife, but if he's 15 feet away from you, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna throw the knife at you? Most people don't do
right,
that.
Right.
Unless you're at a circus.
Right. Or you're practicing for a circus.
Right. I don't know. And they shot him 5 times. I don't get it.
It's excessive force. It's excessive force. And you know what's gonna end up happening is that this is gonna become a very big problem. I feel that we should continue to, you know, people who are protesting should continue to protest peacefully and, you know, and not, you know, try to create a bigger problem, you know.
Well, I understand, like, the protests I get, but I also don't like that people are protesting and then getting in the middle of highways and not allowing people that live in the city that have no fault. I mean, no one's really at fault for these except for the people responsible. So when you're holding up traffic, what about people that need to get home to their kids? What about people that are trying to fly to another country because one of their parents are about to die? You know,
yeah, that's shitty. I think that is shitty. And I think that, you know, I do have to commend our city cops and New York cops for the most part, because they've tried to minimize and control that. So, but yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's silly to do that, because what does it really prove? I mean, we get that you're protesting in that, but what does it prove? You know, by
it
laying
kind of makes you asshole-ish.
Laying in the middle of a highway, like, it does. I don't get that. I mean, and that's kind of beside the point, I suppose. I mean, whatever. But like, just continue to protest peacefully, and don't, you know, looting is not going to get you anywhere, because then once you start looting, you lose sight of what you're protesting about.
And you're an asshole.
Right. And you're an asshole. What? I mean, that's just you're doing it just to be a criminal.
Right.
But that's, you know, whatever. That's my stance on these. I think it's really sad. I think we're going, if this continues, it's going to get very dark very fast.
There needs to be a correction to the police system, I think, all across the United States.
Oh my God. Our laws need to be, I mean, this is a good segue into Serial. I mean, that's a perfect example of how our laws are not always
working for us,
you know, and even when someone's innocent, or even when someone, there's no viable proof that a person committed a crime.
Yeah. And like, all right, this is kills me. The guy in New York City that had videotape that he fucking killed someone didn't get indicted, but this guy with Serial, they didn't have anything on him.
Nope.
Nothing. And he was convicted of whatever murder or whatever his
murder in the first degree was. Yeah.
How was that even possible? I mean, that really shows the system's not working.
No, it works for, I feel like it works when it wants to work. It works if you have a team that can manipulate people to believe that it's working for you. Mm-hmm. That's what the point is. And to me, like, for example, you know, with Adnan, like, especially with this last episode that was just released, I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't caught up, but the fact that a counsel sought out a lawyer for you, that's ridiculous. And you are a part of this case, and then you just go on scot-free. Mm-hmm. You don't even get time for being an accessory to a murder. Like, that's insane. That to me is insane that he was let go. And then not only that, he was offered counsel.
And that's why he's mad, because when Sarah went to his house, he's pissed. Because now, if he was part of it, it could possibly be retrialed again.
Well, I mean,
if they get new information.
He is part of it, because he knew way too much. But see, that, and that's the thing about it. And that's the thing that I find that is just so, like, to me, it's so infuriating. Because he knows more than he's letting you know. And they, you know, if you listen to the Slate episode, you know, he is the answer to this murder. Because he knew, I mean, he knows everything. He knows a lot. He knows where the body was buried. He knows where the car was. I mean,
obviously he did not know that there was not a phone in the Best Buy, though.
So it's just kind of like, how do you do that? And then how do you all of a sudden pin it on a person? Like, and then, I mean, even with, like, Adnan, like, the I can't remember what her name is, but she, the girl that said she had spoken to her before when, about getting on the bus for practice, like, she was like, there's no way she would have been killed at that time because I saw her at that time. That's insane. So it's like, how does, so every, I feel like everyone in the story, no, the thing is that even though they said that the cops did, I remember like maybe two or three episodes said that they did their job accordingly, they didn't. They failed on so many avenues. They failed at Adnan, and most importantly, they failed Hayes' parents and her. Because now
they fucked it up.
They don't even know who, I mean, there's no, I mean, as of right now, we can speculate that there's no way that they're ever going to find out who actually killed her their daughter. Like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me to think. And, you know, and I feel really bad. There's a, so she had mentioned Rabia, which is the person who brought the story to her from the beginning.
Which is Adnan's sister, right? Or a friend.
A friend. A really close family friend. And I've been reading her website. And I've been reading, like, so she releases information based on that episode that Siri releases. And there's just a lot of stuff that was going, I mean, talk about ineffective counsel. I mean, it is, Gutierrez was not, I think she was already physically starting to deteriorate. And I think that the diabetes and all that, the MS and all that was affecting her during that trial. It just wasn't like apparent.
It was kind of weird because at first when you hear her, you think she's doing a good job. But then when they tell you later on that she kind of went cuckoo and was like, oh, I need $15,000 cash. Don't pay me any other way but cash.
Right.
She's, it was if really
something
weird.
Something was going on.
And Adnan, he's like, well, she was a nice person to me. I mean, she did things for me. Like, you know, if I needed socks, she would bring me socks. Right. I mean, you know, he had nothing really
and
bad
I don't,
to say about
and
her.
So, well, okay. So then I read the story from Rabia because Rabia put a hole. And apparently she was not as, like, she, her and even Sarah said it on the show that her and Rabia disagreed on Gutierrez. But I think, according to Slate, which I kind of agree, I think that because Sarah had reported on her Gutierrez before, career before, that I think that was the reason why she was a little bit more impartial to her. But I do have to say that I think that she, according to the Rabia's post, she had said that, you know, she was not as good as she's being painted. She was actually very awful to them, and they think that she threw the case for the appeal. And when you kind of put everything together and the way she was kind of money hungry, because apparently on Rabia's website they said that everything was and they even talked about it on Slate, everything was looking like they were going to get an acquittal even after the fact that it was a mistrial. Like, everything was pointing to the fact that she was, that he was going to get acquitted. And then the ball was dropped and he got convicted. And I think that was for the appeal purpose, for her to get, I mean, and who knows, now she's dead. So we can't, you know, we can never find out those answers, but I really, really, really hope that, you know, these next two episodes, I'm sure we're going to get more of the story. And, you know, reading Rabia's website gives you a bigger glimpse because she was there at the trial. And she's a lawyer herself, so she kind of knows a lot of, like, the terms and things like that. So she breaks it down for you, which I think is awesome. But I really hope that once this goes back to court in, you know, January, that they really do look at all this stuff and really figure out that this guy was wrongfully accused and wrongfully prosecuted and served 15 years of his life in jail, and the system took it away from him.
You know? And when they find that out, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you guys, if you haven't listened to this, you seriously need to go binge listen to the episodes.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know what? I really, the thing, you know, this is the funny thing about her, that show, is that she's, I really hope that the next one she does is going to be just as good as this one. Although I highly doubt that it is, just because it's not going to be a murder.
Nothing is ever good as the first time.
No.
Well, except for anal, because right. that usually hurts really bad the first time.
That's because you're not relaxing. But anyway.
You're not using coconut oil. It's also at the beach.
Oh. Is this where you fell in the water? Anyways. But yeah, so I really hope that, you know, that she is, you know, that he gets
what he needs, or what he deserves.
What he deserves. So, I mean, I just hope that he gets freed.
Okay, Roger, we got to go.
Okay.
We're 40 minutes in.
Okay, because we have to go take my dogs to get their nails clipped.
Yay. Is that where we're recording the video?
No, because it's literally like a 5-minute ride. So we'll go do that, and it'll take like 10 minutes at most. And then we'll come back, drop them off, and then we'll go.
Why wasn't this included in the original plan?
Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah. All I want for Christmas.
So it's Mariah Carey sing right.
Mariah Carey needs to take a break. I'm guys, really terrified. My friend, one of my friends, I don't know if you saw, but he's going to the shows.
Yeah.
And the last show in December, I'm like, girl, go with very low expectations.
Right. What if, hopefully she does really good. You guys, make sure you go visit the Christmas card list so we can get that out to you.
Yes, because we want to send you a fun-filled card.
Right. And is that it? We don't have much more to say, right?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. The year is coming up, so we normally try to take a break in the month of December, but it's really up to you. Last year, we took like a 3-month break.
Yeah.
That's a little bit too long, but we might take a couple weeks off.
I think, what, maybe next week will be our last show for the Decembers? Yeah, because I think Christmas is after that, isn't it?
Oh, I can't come next week because Tony's brother's in town from Brussels.
Oh.
Next Saturday. I can come on Saturday because I have to take him to the airport like at 10 in the morning. So after that, I can just drive over here. But I can't come and do Drunky Cast on Friday.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll do Drunky Cast on Saturday.
We need to do Drunky Cast where I stay here and we braid each other's hair and we have a pillow fight in our bras.
And then and somehow we finger each other
and scissor. And hopefully one of us will be on our period. So we know one of us can't get pregnant.
Do you have right? No, that's the best time to get pregnant. Do you have an inflatable
mattress?
Mattress?
Yeah, but you have a big bed. I can't sleep in it.
Oh no. Yeah, you can sleep in there, or you could put the inflatable bed in here and you can sleep in here.
With the mouse?
I mean, why did you have to say that?
We'll talk about that next week.
I hate
you.
Bye.